Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast. And I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on 10 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and History FM, and thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Guys, thank you so much for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed, for Sophia to get her little voice out there and her show going, even though she was remotely on location. Thank you guys for all your help over the years. Feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Hope everybody's keeping safe out there. Today we welcome back natural born clairvoyant, automatic writer, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April, proclaimed the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files Season 2, the Lambert Castle episode, now available on Discovery Plus. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April, and events, FlumeriaProductions.com. And on November 4th, join Intuitive April for gallery readings and a dinner in Lodi, New Jersey at Napoli Pizza. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com. So at Eventbrite.com, search Flumeri Productions. Upcoming, we have Real Life The Conjuring House family member Andrea Perron. That's going to be next Saturday, the 23rd. So Andrea Perron on this very program. Also, Hollywood Paranormal host Tammy and Bryce will be on the program on the 30th of October, just before Halloween. And also, too, the Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lachiana returns to the program on November 6th. We have paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation Carl the Crusher will be on the program on November 11th. And also, too, paranormal journey field investigator George Chapin will be on the program on December 4th. So we have a lot of great upcoming shows. We have other guests and also networks with some upcoming shows. They're picking their dates to come on the show, too, as well. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on Facebook fan page, on liveparanormal.com fan page, to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, check out the membership packages here on Live Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. Rob Cirque, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience and the members especially here. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed and everything. He does that for the members here. And also, too, support the vendors. You know, so if you're getting, you know, grandma a mail meter for Christmas or something, make sure you do it through liveparanormal.com. Also tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now a part of Kindred Spirits, right here monthly Mondays on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. Archives, they're also available as a free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com immediately following the broadcast. But let's bring the ghost host on here. Let's see, Sophia, congratulations, 10 years of broadcasting.
Hey, thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
You've done a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people through the years, and a lot of the people that you have had on have helped a lot of people, too. That's been a big part of your show. But how was it? How cool was it being on your first Scottish broadcast last week that turned out to be 80 minutes long?
It was a lot of fun. The host, Scott, is a really great guy. And, yeah, it was just awesome making another friend in the field and being able to talk with him about, you know, investigating and just the paranormal in general.
Yeah, and that's cool. He's arranging like a whole panel for you guys to come on ahead real soon here, too. Also, Real Life, The Conjuring House, The Homecoming live streaming event that starts on the 29th and goes all the way through Halloween weekend through the Dark Zone Network. An actual resident, Andrea Perron, she's going to be on your show next Saturday. And you did a really cool interview, too, that they're going to be playing throughout.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate enough to be working with the Dark Zone again on another Conjuring event. So I'm really excited. I'll be appearing for about 30 minutes during the event, but everyone should make sure to check it out. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, having the Perrons actually back at the house, and the house is currently up for sale. So who knows if the Dark Zone will be able to do another event there. So it's really just a special thing to be able to witness.
Yeah, the homecoming, everybody back at the house. But you got all these sites. You got the Twitters, you got the Instagrams, all these different things you guys do out there. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with 1L and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Well, tell us about our guest, Sophia.
Today, we welcome back natural-born clairvoyant, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, ghost hunter, intuitive April, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files Season 2 Lambert Castle episode, now available on Discovery+. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com, Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter, Instagram at intuitive_April, events, blumaryproductions.com. Let's welcome April back into the show.
Okay, this is going to be fun. Let's see here. I'm trying to unmute her right now. April, thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on again. I'm so excited
to
be back.
Thank you so much for coming back on. We always love having you on the show and being able to talk with you.
Well, you know, I love you guys, and you're like family to me now.
Yeah, I mean, we feel the same way. It's always great just seeing all the events you're doing. I mean, I'm so fortunate we were able to meet through my radio show when we first had you on. It's just been amazing. You know, you're incredibly talented psychic, so it's always cool to just see all the events and everything you're doing.
Thanks. I am making my way up to you guys. So eventually, I'm going to sleep on an infamous couch.
Yeah, the couch will be here, and so will my four dogs, so you'll get to get the full experience of the temporary home.
Well, I love animals, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you won't get to meet our psychic pug, but she's probably still around in spirit because she was stubborn, so I doubt she went anywhere. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on today. I mean, to start off, can you tell everyone just how you kind of discovered you had an ability and what led you down this path of being an investigator as well?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I started when I was 4 years old after my father, my birth father, died when I was two. My mom remarried when I was four. We moved into our new house, and I woke up to my deceased father in front of me. So from there, I know, but from there, you know, it opened their portal. So I had, like, ghosts from, you know, a 200-mile radius coming to see me, you know, good and bad. So the reason I got into, like, the investigation part, because a lot of the spirits that I was dealing with that came through, too, were not nice. And plus, it led me on, like, where is my dad? You know, like, how can I, you know, I wanted to see my dad again. So it was a crazy experience because, you know, I was telling you, like, these spirits were coming to see me. And my whole family was, you know, feeling, you know, you could feel the energy that something was going on in the home. But I was actually seeing it, and they were actually attacking me. I was, like, I had bruises on me. They were grabbing at me. I had, like, you know, welts on my body. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, when I get older, I want to investigate this and combat these bad spirits. And that's how I got into investigations.
I mean, that has to be really hard to deal with at a young age. I know I lived in a haunted house, but I can't imagine having so many spirits, you know, trying to communicate with you and, you know, actually attacking you at once. How did you kind of learn to navigate that?
Well, you know, first, I'm very headstrong. I'm a Sicilian. So I'm like, you know what, I had it with these people. Because I remember telling the story, you know, they were mimicking my mother's voice. They started to mimic my mom's voice and waking me up in the middle of the night. I would hear my mom call me, and I would wake up at the foot of the stairs. Like, they were trying to get me to fall down the stairs, that they were actually invading my dreams. Yeah, so... Now, as I got older, I can, you know, how we see spirits in full form, like, you know, apparitions and everything, that's how I was seeing them when I was younger. As I got older, the way I controlled, because it's scary when you see that face, when you come face to face with an apparition, it's scary, especially as a young child. Now I control everything it's like, you know, they say the third eye, I see everything in my head. So it's like a ghost detector in my head. So I can actually see spirits. I'm not seeing them in full form as much, but it's better for me that way because it doesn't scare me. I have full control now. I know where they're at. I can communicate with them. I can control, you know, the conversation with them now. So
yeah,
this is what I do on my investigations, too.
It's amazing that you have control just with your abilities like that. What advice would you give to children and adults who are similarly going through kind of the difficult time of trying to figure out how to control these abilities?
It's hard to say this, but not to be afraid. I always look at them now like they were human once too, you know. It's just that they're able, the earthbounds are able to, like you see on the Dead Files with Amy Allen, and you know how she's explaining these scary, like with eight arms and, you know, two heads, and it sounds scary to people, but they do that to scare the living. But like the one goes, like one of my very first houses I went to go rid of spirit of, and the woman was, when the woman called me up, I could see the spirit. It was one of those creepy, crawly women that crawl on all fours, you know, up the wall and on the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
That's how she was showing herself to me. And I'm like, oh, God, this is my biggest fear. So I was able to contact the spirit in the house. And I brought her back to her human form where she showed me what she was like in human form. And she was just actually scared. She was stuck. She was looking for her husband. She actually went crazy. You know, like she had mental issues here on Earth. And, you know, her husband had passed. And she got, you know, she stayed back when she passed because she wanted to find a husband. This was her home with her husband where the people were living. So that's what I'm saying. Like it looks scary. It sounds scary. But they're actually human too. So that's not to be so afraid to understand that they were a human in life once too. So not to be scared. Just like I tell my daughter, like with driving police officers, don't be afraid of police officers. They're regular people too.
Absolutely. And how do you go about approaching spirits that are kind of stuck in that, you know, terrifying form? I'm sure it changes them a little bit. Like mentally on the other side, how do you go about approaching that in a way that brings them more back to what was their reality?
It's just the way that I talk to them. I talk to them like, you know, the regular person, you know, and I'm not afraid anymore when I see them like that. So they know that I'm not afraid and they trust me that they can talk to me. So
yeah,
they go back
sure.
to human
I mean,
form. They show the human form to me again. So it's actually nice. It's heartwarming. It's sad, some of the stories. You know, this wasn't that scary, but I was at went to Red Mill. I was actually not working the event. It was Daryl Mustafa working this event at Red Mill in New Jersey. And they asked me just to walk through it. And as I was walking through, this man ran up to me, and he's like, pleading with me to help him find his daughter. This is a spirit actually talking to me. And at the same time, now this man's stuck here. At the same time, his daughter's chiming in to me, talking to me, telling me that she's crossed over. Please help my daddy to cross over too. And I didn't know how she passed. And then like later on, I was walking and I'm like, I keep hearing something with a trap door or, and this little girl, it turns out the little girl fell through a trap door and passed away.
Oh, wow.
Father is stuck there looking for her. She comes there, but she's like, when you cross over, once you cross over into heaven, we can travel to wherever we want. It's going to be fun, guys, when we cross over. It's not scary. But the father, unfortunately, you know, he got stuck here because he's looking for a daughter. And I understand, like, God, you know, God forbid something happened to my daughter. It would be hard for me to cross. I want to find my daughter, you know, especially when during that time. When you pass, it's a little confusing, you know. It's like going into a new country. You don't know the language.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's amazing that you were able to kind of connect the two, you know, being able to see multiple spirits like that. Do you know the history of the location as to what happened to the father and why, you know, that was the specific place he was looking for his daughter?
Well, you know what? This is the one thing. I don't like to know the history. I don't like to know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know the history because I'll probably go back there again. So I don't like to know anything because, because I work psychically, my right brain goes, you know, is active. That's how I pick up things. If my left brain chimes in, it's the logical side. So if I know what's going on, it's going to interfere with my information. It's going to muddy my findings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like to know anything. I don't like people talking. Unless I, like when I do gallery readings, like I'll say, you know, have, like, you know, father figures, see the R name or, you know, like, I don't feed me information because people love to feed information.
No, I for sure get that, you know, that way you're not going in there with, like, a confirmation bias or, you know, so you can actually tell what you're just picking up is natural instead of, you know, you're getting something
that aren't
true. It's just something you're remembering from the history.
Yeah, and you're, you know, forming an opinion, you know, your you know, logical brain, of course. You know, as a matter of fact, when I meditate, you know, you can meditate, everyone says it's hard to meditate. Well, meditation for mediums is different. Like, I have to train my right brain and my left brain to kind of work at this. I keep my left side busy while I'm meditating. It was a technique I was taught. It was really hard in the beginning. But it's like, you know, I'm meditating, and once you get to, you know, like, I know you've meditated before, and you start getting to that one place where you're almost going to nod off and go to sleep. That's the sweet spot. That's when you're in the spirit realm, but you will fall asleep. So what I do, as soon as I start feeling like that, it's you, I occupy my left brain, so I start counting. So I keep myself in that sweet spot with the spirits to interact. But, I, you know, after a while training and doing that, my brain automatically does it now. So it's just like working out. You know, I got to work my muscles, you know, my psychic muscle.
Yeah, and it actually just kind of makes me think of this one really, I think, obscure trend I've seen on TikTok, and it's called shifting. And it's apparently where people go into kind of a meditative state, and they're able to kind of control a narrative in their dreams and stuff. It's like really strange thing that I was meaning to look into more because I just don't fully understand it. But it sounds kind of, you know, where you're able to kind of hit that middle ground and actually be more in tune with other stuff.
Well, you know, you've got to, you know, I've never heard of that, but I got to check it out. I mean, I know shifting, like I'll shift my consciousness. You know, as a matter of fact, like every few months, I elevate my psychic abilities. Either one goes out, one comes in. Like, you know, like as for the past year, I can do medical readings, and I have not a medical bone in my body. I hate blood. I can never work in a hospital. But, you know, like, and then I lose one, I get one. It's crazy. But that shifting, like, you got to understand, like, say if you go, you fall asleep to the movie Godfather. You know, you might, that might alter your thinking, going to sleep, all right, and then you, all of a sudden you're dreaming that you're a mobster, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that would work, this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It seems like these people write stories beforehand, so they create a narrative and then are actually able to, like, live it out, like it's their own show or book that they put themselves into. But it sounds
like
the most interesting thing. So I had, like, been meaning to look into it more, but when you were saying about the meditation, it sounded, you know, kind of similar in that way.
Yeah. But you know what? They're setting up the narrative. Like you said, they're setting up the stage. Mm-hmm. So it's just like falling asleep, like reading a book, a love novel, and all of a sudden, you know, you fall asleep, and you're part of the novel now. You're the girl, you know, with this gorgeous man, you know. But I don't know if it's actually shifting you into another realm. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's just your dream state.
Yeah,
but, you know what?
It's really interesting.
That sounds like fun. And you know what? You probably like, right?
Yeah,
but
it's
probably a form of manifestation too.
Yeah, that control you have over your body. So even though it's not the same as, you know, kind of shifting into the spirit realm, I feel like there's some correlation in having that much control over your body where you're either able to live out this narrative in this semi-dreamlike state or meditate to the point where you can connect more with the spirit realm.
Yeah, so it's good to have control. There's a lot of techniques to learn how to control it, because it could be scary, like in the beginning, like when I was a child, like, you know, experiencing that, because I was like actually going into their realm at some point, and it was scary as hell. It's like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, that eerie, scary feeling, you know, because they were controlling it. I took that control. I'm like, no, I'm taking control of this, you know, you're not doing this anymore, and you're not scaring me anymore.
Yeah, definitely. How do you think that spirits are able to kind of control the dreams? Is it because you're in a more vulnerable state where, you know, you're physically not in control of yourself, but your mind is still active?
Yeah, you know, I think because, you know, like, here I am, like, I'm a young kid, I'm already shown signs of the gift that I'm already, you know, a medium, I'm already have, they know it. They sense, spirits can sense another, they can sense mediums, they can sense psychics. It's the way our aura shine. We shine at a different vibration. They sense that, so they know. Now, I'm a young kid, they know I'm a young kid, they can take advantage of it. Of course, we take advantage of the weak, you know. Let's go after this mm-hmm. one. And there and now, you know, I realize these bad spirits, because I've encountered them in probably almost every investigation I've done. And there's always there's these spirits that like to control the other spirits. I was talking about that one time. I actually want to write a book on this because it dawned on me one time I ran into a really scary one mm-hmm. at a haunted location, and they brought me down to the basement of this place, and they're asking what I'm seeing, and it was the scariest thing. It was like this guy was like long legged, skinny thing with like what a devil bloody head. I know he's showing mm-hmm. himself that way to scare him. But another famous psychic medium experienced the same thing a week before. It vibrated at such a high frequency. Well, not a high frequency. A high frequency is like the evolved spirits. It was a lower frequency, but it was just fast. And it made me so sick. I ran upstairs. I was sick for a week. But I remember I'm sitting, you know, upstairs, and it like actually came through the wall. Like, you know, in a Nightmare on Elm Street, when Freddy comes through the wall, it's like rubbery. It came at me and told me, I'm not here for mm-hmm. the living. I'm here for the souls, that are stuck here. And I'm like, and it's basically telling me to back off, not to help anyone. And they try to control these earthbound spirits. And that's why a lot of earthbound spirits get stuck here. They like to prey on them. So it's not a demon either. It's not demons.
I know a lot of people feel that that's actually one of the spirits in the Pleuria of the Queen Mary is kind of keeping the little girl ghost or other spirits on the ship kind of contained.
Yes. And you know what? As soon as I made contact with that one spirit at that haunted location, my mind mm-hmm. kind of went back and I'm like, oh my God, I have sensed this presence at every location that I've been at. But as soon as I walked in, I thought I was so great. I'm like, I don't feel them anymore. I'm like, I'm not good. They ran scared from me. No, they hid from me, but they were still there. And they usually go where there's... Yeah, so that's what they did. They prey on these mm-hmm. stuck spirits.
I think you definitely probably make contact with a spirit like that, or at least a very aggressive one, you know, when you are able to come visit and go check out the Queen Mary. I think you'll definitely have, you know, some types of feelings about the ghost in the Pleuria. He's angry. He's definitely an angry spirit.
Well, I don't know if I was talking to you. I've never been to the Queen Mary. I don't know the story behind it. I don't like to know the history of anything. But I remember speaking to somebody, and I was picking up the guy there. And I remember saying, that's exactly what's there. I forgot exactly what I picked up. Like, I picked up, like, the name and everything. I forgot this mm-hmm. is so wild. I do so many readings a day. I'm like, my brain shot.
I'm sure it would be hard to keep track of them all. I mean, you do a lot of work with so many people and helping them, not only with spirits, but just, you know, helping them kind of navigate life and giving them insight. It is really amazing just all you do.
Yeah, it's funny. You too. Did you do The Conjuring yet? The Conjuring House Shed, or is that coming up?
At the end of the month, I pre-recorded an interview for it.
Okay, all right. I got to tell you, I was there last year, and that mm-hmm. was a crazy experience. I was going with friends, and this was just like a friend's investigation. You know, wasn't being filmed or anything like that. You know, it wasn't an event for me, so I was like, great, I could hang out with my friends, you know, and just have fun. Well, I'm driving. I'm probably a mile away from the Conjuring House, and all of a sudden, I'm like looking through the eyes of this woman. Like, she's showing me her in the Conjuring House. And she was And I still don't know the whole history. Of course, I saw The Conjuring, the movie, but, you know, it's different from the real stuff. But this woman, I'm looking through, and I'm driving. I can still drive. I see the road. I know where I'm going, but I'm looking through the eyes. She showed me that she was making, like, little puppets, like a little voodoo dolls, you know? And she's like, and it looked like it was made out of skin. It looked like almost human skin, but it had to be like animal skin. And she showed me, she's sewing the eyes and everything. And she tells me, she's like, she put them in like, what is it, the five-point star? Is that the devil star? Which one's the devil star, the five-point? She put it, she put these little poppets in all, in the corner. She made it in the sign of the pentacle. And but she goes, and they'll never find it. And there's something right in the middle of the property. So it was a crazy experience. But also, like, months prior to going to that location, there was a spirit, like a shadow figure that was making contact with me before going there, trying to lure me there to talk to it, like being nice to me. It was crazy. And I was explaining this to Carl Johnson. You've heard of him, right? And he met me there, and we were in the backyard. I was showing where the thing was. Carl actually saw the thing that I was talking about. I had turned my back on it, but all the information I was giving him about the Conjuring House was confirmed through him. But it was a crazy experience. It was a crazy experience.
Yeah,
so I would love someone to dig up the property and find these little poppets or these little voodoo dolls. I know they're there. This lady showed it to me. One day they'll come up. Somebody will be doing something, and they're going to find it.
Yeah, it's an amazing location. It's incredible that you were able to pick up on that. There's so much history there, but, you know, I feel like there's still so much undiscovered, too.
Absolutely.
I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yes, the Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and yeah, feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. We're posting links along the live internet feed, too, as well. And I know we do have some callers, so we'll be taking those quickly after the break, because today we welcome natural-born clairvoyant, automatic writer, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April Proclaim, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, is featured on Travel Channel's The Halzer Files. And season 2, the Lambert Capsule episode, is available on Discovery Plus. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like Intuitive April, Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April. And events, FlumeriProductions.com. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LightParanormal.com. We'll be right back with April and Sophia.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LightParanormal.com.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Halzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Well, there's a voice or two there that April recognizes definitely from the Halzer Files. I'm trying to unmute right now, so I got Sophia's back. April, you're back in, but do you feel or sense anything in talking to Sophia during the show? Sometimes that happens. You sense or feel anything about her direction or anything?
Oh, I always feel something about her direction. I think the last time I spoke to you too, Sophia, I don't know if that has come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very busy lately, so, you know.
No, no,
I
was like
traveling.
Yeah.
Travel with the show.
Yeah.
The show traveling. Also, you know, I was picking this up earlier about you. I think there's going to be more of you on video, like TV,
mm-hmm.
not behind the radio. And something's going on. Somebody's going to approach you about your life, your life story. So
well,
I think
that would definitely be interesting.
I think this is like more of a TV show or something. Something about the history of you, like how you started. It goes into your life started when you
mm-hmm.
were a young kid, and that's what I was seeing. And it almost reminded me, like, you know how somebody does a Lifetime movie? It's not going to be on Lifetime, of course. But it's like a movie about you or a show about you. And I feel like it's broken up into, like, segments, like a series
mm-hmm.
type thing. But I feel like there's going to be some – they're very interested in your life story behind the scenes with you.
Interesting.
So this is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm that interesting, but my mom says I'm more interesting than I am. So that's always, you know, the stamp of approval from the mom. I did travel in January to investigate, so that was a lot of fun. I was able to travel in January, and I was able to investigate, I did do that.
It's not so much traveling, like you personally travel investigation. This is traveling with the show, like the show on
mm-hmm.
the road type thing. So we have yet to see this, but that's like going to like say in the Conjuring House, doing your show from the Conjuring
mm-hmm.
House. I'm not saying that's it, but I see you doing like the shows from different places. But the Conjuring House,
I
love the Conjuring House.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, you know, be able to go out there and see the Conjuring House and just travel more and go to all these incredible locations that I've yet to see. I know you are doing so many events, too, which we'll get to in a second. I know my dad said that there was actually a couple callers for you.
Oh, okay.
Here we have, it's a 509 area code, trying to unmute, too, as well. So here we go, unmuting 509 Washington area, it looks like. What's your first name?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on
Hello.
With the David of April? Yeah,
Hello.
What's your first
how
name?
Are you guys? It's
Good.
Mindy.
How you doing? Mindy,
Good.
Hi.
Hi. I was just listening, but I was just wondering if you could do a general reading or if you had anything.
All right. Yeah, the general, if you had a specific question, because the general reading, I could be here all day with you. You'll take over the whole show.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
Okay, so then, I have a friend named April who had passed away. I wanted to know if her passing was natural, or like what happened with her passing.
Well, I thought she had like a bad influence around her, a male influence around her that I don't like so much. But I think this was her own doing. I feel like she was dealing with, you know, issues within herself, that she was going through a lot of troubled times. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to go into detail too much because, you know, it's personal. But
I just wanted to know if there was, if it was somebody's responsibility or if it wasn't.
No,
it was
bad influences around her, bad influence around her that it didn't like.
Mm.
She was in a bad spot. She was in a bad situation. around the people.
Yeah, I didn't.
Specifically that one that, person. It's a male that I don't like.
Yeah, me too. And so, and he's been, he's, yeah, so that's what feared, that's what I was in fear of, was because I know
don't
how,
get me wrong,
what happened before.
He's got a bad temper, this person. I don't like him. He's not a good person. So, but you know what?
Right.
He's had problems with the law before, and he still will. And I know he's either done jail time or he's going to do jail time. So, you know, he'll get his just reward.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something? You have a male around you, and it just feels like a father figure. Is somebody that works with their hands?
My dad.
Okay. I work
with my hands.
Okay.
A lot.
All right. Cause, but there's definitely like a father figure around you. I keep feeling the father figure works with the hands. Very protective over you. And I feel like he's come to you in dreams. And I just feel like you, or he's tried to come to you in dreams.
Gino.
I'm sorry?
His name is Gino. He passed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gino is the one that, yeah, that's my Gino.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he's around you. He's trying to come to you in your sleep, like while you're sleeping. And I almost feel like you get a little nervous. Like, you know, like, I feel like you wake up before this contact. But he's trying to, like, talk to you through sleep, that he's just around you. And I just feel you've been having a lot of anxiety, too, or just going through something right now, like getting nervousness around you. And this is why he's around you even more so trying to calm you during your sleep. Your sleep has been broken. Your sleep hasn't been good.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of in fear for a lot of things right now.
Yeah. So he's
yeah.
around you, protecting you. There's also an animal around you, too, that's passed.
A Maltese dog?
It's a little dog. You know, it's funny.
A white
one? When I see animals in spirit, they're always in black and white to me, so I can't tell what color they are. It's funny, and I was telling my friend about this, and they're like, "That's because, don't animals see in black and white, too? They're colorblind?"
Yeah.
And that's why I don't see them in color. It's the funniest thing. I could never understand that. Sometimes crazy things happen during my readings. Like, I had a father come through, like, giving me images in crayon. That's because when the last time I saw his daughter, she was a little girl, and she used to draw him, like, you know, the crayon pictures of him as a police officer. It was the sweetest reading I've ever had. I loved that. But it's funny things that happen in these readings. But listen, so your dad's with you. I know you're very stressed out. I just want you to not be so fearful because nobody can harm you, but I want you to take yourself out of the situation too. You know, what I'm going to tell you, this is what he's saying. This is not me. He's saying butt out. Butt out. Not your
butt
business.
Out.
Yeah, butt out. Like, don't get involved with anything around these people.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. So,
okay.
That's him saying, not me. I'm not saying that. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mindy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And also for Mindy.
It's amazing.
Where can or anybody else, where can they directly reach you? Or if Mindy needs a follow-up or anything, where can she go?
They can go right to my website, intuitiveapril.com. And, you know, I got to tell you, my social media kind of switched around. My website's still intuitiveapril.com, but I switched up because I'm known as the Psychic Housewife in New Jersey. So now, like, my social media is all the Psychic Housewife in New Jersey or, you know, just me, April. But they'll find me. I'm all over the place. I don't know how I sleep.
I couldn't imagine.
No, I swear to God,
I
pass out at night. I tell my husband, I'm like, I don't even remember falling asleep because I'm going all day long and into the night, too, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're super busy, and you help so many. My mom texted me. She said a cocktail. She wanted you to know that.
I love my show, I always say, grab a cocktail and let's have some fun and do readings. This is funny. I do my live readings on Tuesdays at 8. You know, I was doing it on Paranormal Warehouse, but you know, like with everything going on with Facebook has just like paralyzed us with these algorithms. So Paranormal Warehouse had to like stop airing shows right now. Because I don't know, something's going on with the algorithms or with Facebook. Even I'm on restriction right now with Facebook, because I said I said to my girlfriend posted a picture of George Lamond on my page because she loves him, and I said to her, we'll kidnap him for you so you can do a private show. Well, Facebook restricted me for 10 days, so I couldn't even post about this show. I'm like, are you kidding me? You gotta watch what you say.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but I'm glad, you know, that you were able to make it on today, and, you know, you do help so many people, and I can imagine how draining that is for you, and you go to so many events, too. I recently just did an event at the Paranormal Lockdown at Central High. Can you tell us a little bit about that event?
Oh, that was crazy. Oh, my God. You know what's funny? My agent had booked that for me, and like I said, I don't like to know where I'm going. So he shows me a picture of not the high school, but outside the land, and he goes, "What do you get from this?" I said, "Well, there's a man haunting this place. He feels like a worker or a janitor," and I said, "He keeps showing me like the back door," and so I was correct. The janitor of the place is known to haunt this place. And I said, when I get there, I felt that this guy took his own life. I said he was going through a really hard time, and I feel he, you know, committed suicide. It turns out he did. He was hung himself on the side of the school. But back then, it was an all African American school. He was African American, so they thought it was the KKK, and I'm like, no. Absolutely not. Like, he took his own life. He was just distraught. I said he was very upset with the politics that was going on at the school. And it turns out, like, he had retired, and another man retired at the same time. He was a beloved janitor. Everyone loved him. But the other man got recognition and a big party and everything, and they didn't recognize him. And he was very sad over this. And he was well-loved. So, he was going through a bad time at home. He was telling me he was having problems with his wife, and just nothing was going right. So he ultimately took his own life, which is sad. But beloved spirit there, it was crazy. We got crazy EVPs. Oh, my God. It was just insane. Insane. I love doing investigations.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible everything you're able to pick up. And you do so many events lately, too, with the Mary Productions. Can you tell us how you kind of actually got connected with them and some of the upcoming events you have?
Ray Savino, who's the owner of Lumiere, he also is the agent for Daryl Morrison, Mustafa Gattalori, from Ghost Hunters. I kind of met Daryl Morrison. He had reached out to me and asked me to do a show on Paranormal Warehouse. I actually read Daryl that night, and he's like, "Do you want a show?" After I read him, I'm like, "Yeah." So that's how Ray was his agent. So they watched me do my show and was impressed, and asked me to sign on with them. So now I do locations with Mustafa, Daryl, all over the place. So it's great. I love working with them. Plus these are my heroes. Watching them on TV, I love them. And, it's funny because when I read Daryl, this is sad because I remember reading him last June. And as I'm reading, I said, Daryl, I said, oh, my God, it was killing me. I said, it killed me to say this. And I didn't want to be the one saying this. I said, but Ghost Hunters for you guys is not coming back. I said, I saw that they were revamping the show, bringing in people. And so, believe me. Yeah, and they announced that a few months back. They're bringing Jason Hawes back and Steve Gonzalez, but there's other stuff going on for Daryl. Daryl's beloved. You got to see, because I just worked an event with him at the New Jersey Power Unity, and we were next to each other at a booth. The line for him was crazy. People love him, and they go to these events. He's just great. He's such a nice person.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you were able to pick up on that, too. Yeah, all the ghost hunters from the second revival, they're super nice. I know you do a lot of events with Mustafa. He's really funny. He's a cool guy.
Oh, my God, isn't he great? I freaking love Mustafa. He's the greatest. He lives here in Jersey, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's super cool. we met him at the Glen Tavern Inn. He's really funny. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
I think I made him laugh once, so, you know, I did get there. yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
It's just
I just heard
a group of people.
Oh, it really is. But I heard, like, you just had Dave on from Holzer Files. I was just with him at the Power Union event, too. I was there with him, Jason Hawes, Steve Gonzalez, the Ghost Brothers. Oh, my God. Had a blast with them. So hopefully, I would love to work with all these guys one day. Dave Schrader, I already did. I love him.
Yeah, that's amazing, too. You were on the Holzer Files. You know, just kind of talked about your experiences, too, at Lambert Castle. But it's just cool, you know, how all these events are bringing people together and, you know, just really investigating the field. There's so many amazing people, and it's cool that, you know, you and Mustafa do live in the same state and are close to each other, so you kind of have that, you know, closeness with someone in the field that you can go do events with and just talk about the paranormal.
Yeah, and we have, and also we got Brandon Alves coming in for a few events, too. We'll be seeing a lot. Let me tell you, you'll be seeing a lot more of Mustafa and Brandon and also Daryl. Me too. We all have like little projects going on, TV projects. So very exciting.
Well,
very
I can't
exciting.
Wait to see more of it. And I would love to, you know, see you on shows and being able to share your gift with so many more people in just the world. Because it is just
and, you
really
know,
cool.
Can I
just
tell
everything
you,
you do.
Along with that, I've always had this love-hate relationship with, you know, aliens, UFOs and stuff. And I'm actually working on something, a show with UFOs and hauntings. So, because it was always my belief that I would say a small percentage of hauntings are actually alien abductions. But the aliens are able to mask the memory of humans. But the human mind is so strong, it eventually comes out. So why I kind of stumbled upon this town that has a very active, one of the most active places for UFOs. And I had, as soon as I got like into town, I could feel the presence of, you know, something going on here. But I said, this is coming out as hauntings in the home. So another friend of mine that's a TV producer, he, you know, coming up with an idea of investigating this town for hauntings and UFO. So hopefully more
that's
I can tell
really
in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting. I haven't heard of that theory with the connections of UFOs and hauntings. I mean, there's so much more to just be discovered with the field. And I think it's incredible that, you know, you're doing that work and, you know, being able to kind of connect the dots with that. You know, we're coming towards the end of the show. So are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or any other events that you would like to mention?
Oh, yeah. Where am I going to be? I'm in so many places. I can't even remember. Oh, November 6th. I believe it's November 6th, and you had announced it. I'm going to be doing gallery readings at now this is my best friend, Connie Panicucci, and she's the owner of Napoli Restaurant in Lodi, New Jersey. So I'll be starting off my gallery readings tour there. So I'll be traveling all over the United States doing gallery readings. So and then this on the 30th, I will be with New Jersey Paranormal. They also run the New Jersey Power Union event. I'm going to be with Satori Hawes, Jason Hawes' daughter, and we're going to be investigating the underground mine. I forgot what town it is. It's in Jersey. But I'm so excited. And they're known as the paranormal couple, and they have the haunted museum, the traveling haunted museum, Satori and her boyfriend, Cody, I believe his name is. So I'm excited. I was just with Jason. I love Jason. Great guy, just a regular down-to-earth guy. And, you know, he paved the way for us, him and Zach, my two favorite guys.
For sure. And I actually just interviewed Cody and Satori for the Conjuring House. That's who I interviewed for that.
And the mind came
I
up.
Did for the upcoming event.
I know, I saw that. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's that's Daryl Morrison. That's one of his favorite spots. Like I heard it's very active. I don't know what goes on there yet. I didn't even tune into it yet. Usually, like a couple of days before I go to an event, I will start tuning into where I'm going, unless they reach out to me first. Like the Conjuring House, that thing at the Conjuring House was reaching out to me for months before going there. It was crazy. It was crazy off the wall things. It even made predictions for me that happened, but it was trying to lure me. It was not a good thing. So, yeah. It was an
Well, thanks so much, April.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. We'd love to have you back on in the future. Anytime you need to promote anything, it's always great having you on and talking with you. And anytime you have an event down this way, just let us know. We would love to meet you in person and let you stay on the couch.
You're going to be the first.
The couch is always there.
For sure.
Thanks, April.
And I'd love to come back and do more readings too. You know, I would love to do more readings for your viewers. So,
and thanks to Mindy for the
call
too as well. But yeah, all right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, April. Yeah, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. April was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week with Andrea Perron. Bye.
Yeah, next week, Andrea Perron will be on the show and, of course, promoting the Conjuring event. And, so everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like Intuitive April. Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April. Events, Flumari Productions. Thank you to caller Cindy for calling in today on November 4th. Join Intuitive April for gallery readings and dinner at Lodi, New Jersey at Napoli Pizza. Tickets, eventbrite.com. So go to eventbrite.com, search Flumari Productions. And yes, Connie, who she was talking about, the owner, said some fantastic things about April too as well. And coming up, we have Real Life Conjuring House family member Andrea Perron. That's next Saturday, the 23rd. Hollywood Paranormal host Tammy and Bryce will be on the 30th. The Heritage Hunter Society paranormal researcher Michael Lachiana returns to the program on November 6th. Paranormal researcher and YouTube sensation Carl the Crusher will be on the program on November 13th. Our paranormal journey field investigator George Chopin will be on the program on December 4th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie on Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.